bad news from Australia. The inventor of the boomerang grenade died today.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love so many things about Christmas. Near the top of the list is a good story of the season, especially if it contains intrigue, surprise, redemption, and a spark of hope. Just 9 days before Christmas 1944, the Germans launched their largest counteroffensive of the war in Europe, resulting in the Battle of the Bulge and heavy fighting throughout the holiday. Fritz Winken was 12 at the time of the battle. He and his mother had moved to a cottage in the Hürtgen Forest east of the Belgian-German border when their hometown was partially destroyed by an American offensive. In the days leading up to Christmas, the bitter sounds of war rang out through the woods. On Christmas Eve, Fritz and his mother answered a knock at the door. Three American soldiers, one badly wounded, were standing there. Fritz and his mother struggled to communicate with the soldiers, but invited them in. The Americans were lost and required shelter for the night. As the soldiers made themselves comfortable, there was a second knock. They were expecting more lost Americans, but Fritz said, "I opened the door. There stood four soldiers in German uniforms." He was a child, but he knew the punishment for sheltering enemy soldiers. They could all be shot. "The Germans had lost their regiment. Can we rest here for the night?" the corporal said. "Of course," replied Fritz's mother. "But we have three other guests whom you may not consider friends. This is Christmas Eve, and there will be no shooting here. This one night, this Christmas night, let us forget about killing." The Americans turned over their weapons to Fritz's mother. The Germans stacked their arms by the door. Then, somewhat tensely, the group sat down and shared dinner. Fritz recounts, "As Mother said grace, I noticed that there were tears in her eyes as she said the old familiar words, 'Come, Herr Jesus, be our guest.' And as I looked around, I saw tears, too, in the eyes of the battle-weary soldiers, boys again, Americans and Germans, all far from home. Just before midnight, Mother went to the doorstep and asked us to join her to look up at the Star of Bethlehem. We stood beside her. For all of us, during the moment of silence, looking up at the brightest star in the heavens, the war was a distant, almost forgotten thing." Before parting ways that Christmas morning, the German commander pulled out a map and compass, gave them to the Americans, and showed them how to get back to their lines. The soldiers shook hands and departed. Once enemies, now friends. Reminds me of that first Christmas, when God's love brought us together in Christ. He came to a human race in rebellion, but Romans 5:8 says, "While we were God's enemies, he made us his friends through the death of his Son." Peace on earth, goodwill to those on whom his favor rests. Many years after the war, Fritz moved to America. He had always hoped to meet the soldiers again, so he made the story public. It was published in a Reader's Digest 1993 article. In 1995, Fritz appeared on the TV show Unsolved Mysteries and was reunited with one of the American soldiers, Ralph Blank. They recognized each other and reminisced about their shared evening of peace during a hellish war. May we be bringers of peace this Christmas season. Maybe start by donning a parka, a toque, and some thick mittens, then go out and make someone's day. And remember the familiar words, "Come, Herr Jesus, be our guest."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.